This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines, and we begin as usual in the U.S. Senate and the major debate over health care reform legislation. Over the last couple of days, Republicans have thrown up a number of parliamentary hurdles designed to slow down the debate and give lawmakers and the public time to look over a bill virtually no one has actually seen yet, other than Harry Reid and a couple of his lieutenants. Since he's made some significant changes to the bill he introduced a number of weeks ago. The latest procedural tactic was Republicans trying to filibuster a defense appropriations bill, which they actually support for the most part, but they wanted to delay that in order to delay the overall health care debate. Ultimately, the filibuster failed, and the bill will be voted on Saturday morning, and Harry Reid, very late Friday night, said he was disgusted at the Republican tactics.
We're voting at this rare late hour, but not even the darkness outside can conceal the game being played inside this Senate chamber.
Reid called the Republicans absolutely irresponsible.
Rarely has the Senate seen such a sad statement. Rarely have I seen such brazen irresponsibility, and rarely have our nation's citizens received such little regard from their leaders.
But as mentioned a moment ago, Republicans are saying it's Reid who's irresponsible when he's asking senators to try and overhaul one-sixth of the economy with a bill that most of them haven't even seen yet, and he's only going to give them a couple of days to look over more than 2,000 pages. Republicans are also increasingly frustrated with the tenor of the debate on the floor, including one exchange on Thursday that didn't even involve a Republican. It involved Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman and Minnesota Democrat Al Franken, who happened to be the presiding officer at the time Lieberman was speaking on the floor.
We'll provide an opportunity for broad savings in health care and health insurance for pretty much everybody in our country.
The senator has spoken for 10 minutes.
I wonder if I could ask unanimous consent for just an additional moment.
In my capacity as senator from Minnesota, I object.
Really? Oh, okay. Don't take it personally.
Republicans took it very personally. John McCain of Arizona, a good friend of Joe Lieberman's, who Lieberman actually endorsed in last year's presidential race, says he can't even remember a time when something like this happened.
That's how the comedy in this body has deteriorated. We got to stop. We got to stop this kind of behavior. I've never seen anything like that, and I hope that I don't see it again.
Bottom line is Harry Reid needs to bring a bill to the floor, a final bill that he can make public very soon. In fact, very soon means Saturday morning, if in fact he wants a final vote on this thing, by Christmas Eve. Louisiana Senator David Vitter says the next few hours will be key.
That's when Harry Reid really needs to produce. That's when he really needs to file a manager's amendment, a new bill, if you will, in exact legislative language for which he has 60 votes. That's when the rubber hits the road. He has not produced that yet. I don't think he has it as we speak. He may by tomorrow morning, but we'll see.
Louisiana Senator David Vitter, you can hear that entire interview at worldnetdaily.com or radioamerica.org. And while you're there, you can also catch my chat with Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, who was very involved in the House version of this debate. Congressman Shattuck says, don't be fooled by the fact Democrats have taken the public option out of this bill. He says it's still a horrible bill that will lead to government control over our health care system.
You take out the public plan, and this is still a massive government takeover of health care. It will be the federal government, the federal government's bureaucracy, and the United States Congress deciding what health care people get through even their private insurance plans for the rest of history.
The other big story on Friday, President Obama addressing the climate change conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. The president hoping he wouldn't have to go, but it's obvious that the delegates there are nowhere near a deal in terms of restrictions on emissions and any sort of verification system. The president, though, trying to dismiss those who claim that man-made global warming is a liberal hoax. Obama saying that it's science and it's proven.
This is not fiction. It is science. Unchecked, climate change will pose unacceptable risks to our security, our economies, and our planet.
And the president says America is taking a leading initiative because we're one of the biggest problems when it comes to emitting carbon emissions.
As the world's largest economy and as the world's second largest emitter, America bears our responsibility to address climate change. And we intend to meet that responsibility.
The president said he respected the sovereignty of all nations involved and then explained exactly what he expected them to do. The president says, first of all, he wants every nation to commit to reducing emissions.
All major economies must put forward decisive national actions that will reduce their emissions and begin to turn the corner on climate change.
And he wants transparency to verify that everyone's doing what they promised to do.
We must have a mechanism to review whether we are keeping our commitments and exchange this information in a transparent manner. These measures need not be intrusive or infringe upon sovereignty. They must, however, ensure that an accord is credible and that we're living up to our mutual obligations.
And echoing what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said on Thursday, the president says the United States is leading the way to developing a multi-billion-dollar fund to help other countries pay for their climate change policies.
We must have financing that helps developing countries adapt, particularly the least developed and most vulnerable countries, to climate change. America will be a part of a fast start funding that will ramp up to $10 billion by 2012.
And in language reminiscent of his predecessor, who he criticized for such stark talk, the president says either you're for progress or delay when it comes to saving our planet.
The time for talk is over. This is the bottom line. We can embrace this accord, take a substantial step forward, continue to refine it, and build upon its foundation. We can do that, and everyone who is in this room will be part of a historic endeavor, one that makes life better for our children and our grandchildren. Or we can choose delay, falling back into the same divisions that have stood in the way of action for years.
Also at worldnetdaily.com and radioamerica.org today, you can hear my weekly chat with John Gizzi of Human Events as he looks at the Copenhagen Summit, as well as the Senate healthcare debate. And, of course, you can hear the Capitol Steps here at Week's End and their latest holiday parody. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.